more. Your face just brightens when you think of me as yours. And when you smile like that, I just fall in love with you.
In love with you.
Seems like the world suspects something, baby. And they should pinch themselves, 'cause they ain't dreaming, baby. And when we get like that, the whole world will just
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
It was a silent night and all was quiet.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Who? Joni Mitchell.
Right.
Different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. You still feel so alone and still feel in some relay, or not a hit and run driver, no, no, racing away. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. You saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor in there. You have to get so drunk and lead me on that way. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. Went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. He had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes in number doors, where the players licked their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and regrets, coyote. I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rise are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run away myself, to run. With this flame, you put her in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the freeway.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it. Don't wait for it. Just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a cat nap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Champion. Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door.
beer, Nelly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy.